أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وعبد القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأرامين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اهدنا، guide us to the straight path. Guide us. As we explained about previous words, and we said we will see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by our hands. We watch Him, we see Him. So, and we love Him. We say and we address to Him, Iyyaka na'budu, I worship You. إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. There is a question. How you can worship me? You are nothing. So we say, by your help, I can worship you. By your help, I could worship you. Otherwise, I cannot do anything. There is a question I would like you to think about it, and in the last session, you will give me your answer. Logically, first we should say إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. After that we should say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. Because we need help, support, and after that we worship Allah. Isn't it? Because without helping of Allah تبارك وتعالى and without His support, we cannot worship Allah. So logically and naturally, we should say, إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Oh my God, I seek help from You. I ask help from You to do Your worship, to worship You. Worship. Isn't it? But why? First, we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. So after that, Allah تبارك وتعالى asks us, how you can worship me? Oh, I cannot worship you, but I ask your help, so I worship you. We said the position and state of worship is very high position. Because of that, when we want to mention the Prophet of Islam in our Salah, we want to pray on him. We say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu. Abduhu, Abdullah. Abd is worship, servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the state of worship is high position. If we could reach that state, to that position, we have everything. So, the servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, by mentioning and reciting these verses, الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. He will reach to the position to say to Allah تبارك وتعالى, Oh my God, I worship you by your help, by your support. So he reached to unlimited position and ultimate goal of creation of man. Because Allah تبارك وتعالى created man for worship. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I didn't create jinn and man but for worshiping me. So this is the ultimate goal of creation. In your salah you will reach to this position. Now you are in your target. You have reached your target. you reach the ultimate goal of creation. So, you will see you have very good position, you have very good condition, you have very good spirituality. So, you feel that you are very close to your God. So, whatever you ask Him, He will give you. The first question we ask Him is that. We don't ask Him, please give me £1,000,000. Give me my health. Give me 30 children. Give me big house, big garden, big Mercedes. No. The first question, اهدنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. This is the first question we'll ask. First, as an example only, now you send your child, your son or your daughter to the school. You didn't see him for a long time. He completed his A level and has A. So now he could go to the university, and best university, best course. So he comes to you and will inform you and explain about his position. Oh my God, my daddy, I got best result in A level and I could register my name in the university. And I do not pay anything because I have full scholarship. So now you will find out that the heart of your father and your mother is ready to give you whatever you want from them. So, and you realize that one. What do you ask? Oh my God. My university is very fast. I need a car. He will buy for you. No doubt about it. Oh, my mother. And they are rich. So it's not they don't have. No, they have. Oh, my mother. I need also one house. I want a private house for myself. Okay. She will provide for you. Because your mother has 12 houses. Okay, this one for you. Because you have done best. Well, now is that our situation is the same. We reach to the position of worshipping Abdullah, servant of Allah Ta'ala, Na'abud, Iyyaka Na'bud. Oh my God, I will not worship anybody. So, we realize that whatever we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He will give us. We open our mouth and we say, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Guide us to the right path. Guide us. What is the meaning of guidance as a hidayah? We have two types of hidayah. One is to show the path, which is Arabic said, ira'atul tariq, to show the path. The second one is al-ishal ila al-matlub, to convey to the destination. First, somebody will come and ask you, please, where is the stammer? Say, you will go this way. When you will reach to traffic light, turn right. After that, go straight. You will reach to the second traffic light, turn left, and go straight. So, and you explain about the way. This is called showing the way. Ira'atul tariq. You show to him his way. But sometimes we ask you, please, where is the stammer? You want to go to stammer? Yes, I want to go to stammer. Because they have session of Imam Hussein Ali Islam Majlis. I won't participate. So, you take him, okay, come in my car, I will send you. And you will bring him here, because this is Istanbul. This is called Al-Isal Ilal matlub, to convey to the destination. We have two types of al-hidayah, guidance. Here, as we know, all of us have been guided, because the guidance towards right path means al-Islam, means al-wilayah. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. We have wilayah. Why every day, at least 9 times or 10 times, we say ihdina sirat al-mustaqim? Why? We didn't guide it. We haven't been guided. Yes, we have been guided. But why we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala every day several times to guide us? Yes, we have been guided, but showing the way. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed to us the way where we should go. Now, in our salat, we ask him to take our hand and put us in his car and send us to the target. Because there is a question. If we have been guided by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, why we ask him to guide us again? And it's impossible. If we have been guided, is it possible to be guided again? You are Muslim. Is it possible to become Muslim again? No, this is impossible. But this is a question, and the answer of this question is that we have two types of guidance. The first guidance is showing the way. The second guidance convey to the destination, to the target, and to the aim and goal. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to guide us right path. Now, we have, according to the Holy Quran, we have 4 levels and 4 stages of guidance. First of all is general guidance, by which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala supported man by his faculties, his essences, and his abilities, his intellect. Because of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-A'la, chapter 87, verse 2 and 3, الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who created and determined or determinant and guided. What does mean guided? When he created and at the same time he guided us. Guided us here means that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us and supported us by our faculties, our essences, our intellect, our reason. This is Hada, the first level and first stage of guidance. Oh, we have in also Surah Taha, chapter 20, verse 15. A'ata kulla shay'in khalqah thumma hada. A'ata kulla shay'in. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, our Lord, is he who gave everything it creating, and then he guided him. ثُمَّ هَدَى. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guided everything. Guided him means he supported them, or supported everything by faculties, essences, on what so and so. The second level and stage of guidance is that to put in the signs of right path and wrong path. To put in signs and reasons. We Because of that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ in Surah Al-Balad, chapter 90, verse 10. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ means, and shown him the two paths of good and evil. Show him. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed him. The third level and stage of guidance is domination of the prophets and sending the divine books. Because of that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ. Look, in all these levels and stages, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala used term Hada. Hada means guidance. But it's different guidance. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21 and verse 73. We made them imams guiding by our commands. يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. And also we have concerning the Holy Quran, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. يَهْدِي. Guide this Holy Quran. Surah Al-Asra, chapter 17, verse 9. Indeed, this Quran guides to what is worst. Sorry. Guides the people to what is the right and what is very strong. يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَى. This is third level and stages of guidance. The last level of guidance is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will open to them His secret, will show to them His knowledge, His beauty, and whatever, and the reality of the everything. This is the last level. Okay. Concerning this level, we have this verse of the Holy Quran in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 90. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهِمْ اِقْتَدِ. These are those who Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala guided them. These are who Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala guided them. So, look at these stages. First of all, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala supported us and gave us our faculties, our essences, and reason and intellect. Second one, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put some signs for the people to distinguish between wrong and right. The third one, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala nominated some and appointed some prophets, and He sent some books, divine books. And the last level is that after sending prophets and giving divine book, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will show His beauty, His knowledge, His mercy, and His secrets and asrar to some people. Now, when we say اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, this depends on our situation. We are in which level? Some people need only the first level. Although Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them, but they need it. Some people, no. They could pass the first level, and they are in the second level. So they need second level. Some of them, they need third level. But some people, like the prophets, imams, when they say, اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, exactly we know, when the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, was saying, اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, exactly he was guided. But what he wants more from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Imam Zaman alayhi salam, when he says every day, اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, what he wants from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Does he want to get right path? Because he is in the right path. The Prophet is in right path. What he wants? He wants the secret of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So, it has been said that if ordinary people say, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, he wants to get guidance. But if the knowledgeable people and scholars and ulama say, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, they need more guidance because they have been guided and they need more guidance. If al-urafa, al-shuhada, al-siddiqun and prophets and imams say, they don't need guidance because they have been guided, they need to be established in the guidance. They need more beauty and secret from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is another question concerning the guidance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The question is that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guided us and guided the prophets, how they and we at the same time we ask guide us? The answer of the question, it has been clear by what we explained. We said the guidance has different levels and different stages, and everybody according to his situation and condition, he can get guidance. But some people also answered this question in this way, and they said, for those who have been guided by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when they say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, they don't want to get guidance because they have been guided. What they want? They want strong and establishing in their guidance. Allah guided them, but they want continually from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues in His guidance towards us. This is what they want. Why? Because in our life, we have a lot of barriers. We'll have a lot of difficulty. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now perfect us and protect us from ever, from wrong way, maybe we'll not go to our right path. Please look at the companion of the prophets. What they have done after the prophet. Even look at the some companion of the Imam alayhi wasalam. One of them is Ali ibn Abi Hamza al-Bafa'ini. He was very close to Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam, seventh Imam. And the Shia and the followers of Imam alayhi salam, they were bringing their homes and their money and their gifts and giving to him because they couldn't give it to Imam alayhi salam. So when Imam alayhi salam mattered, he denied the imama and leadership of Imam Rawah alayhi salam, the eighth Imam. Why? Because he wanted to chop all the money of Imam alayhi salam. He was with Imam alayhi salam. Look at Ja'far al-Kazzab, the brother of Al-Imam al-Askari. He was son of Imam al-Hadi, 10th Imam. He was brother of 11th Imam. But he claimed that he's an Imam, although he wasn't Imam. Why? And there are a lot in our life, and we are witnessing every day because of that. We need guidance from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and every day we should ask guidance, please. If we want to bring an example for our life is like this light. This light, to be lighted, every moment, every second, needs electricity from generator, from its source. Otherwise, it will be darkness. There is no light, isn't it? If 1 second, the light or electricity cut off, we don't have light here. Our life is like that. It's the same. Every time, every moment, every second, we need guidance from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And it has been narrated from Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam concerning this verse, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us. He says, أي أدم لنا توفيقا. Oh my God, continue your tawfiq to us because we obeyed you in last and we would like you to give us more tawfiq to obey you in the future. اهدنا. Oh my God, guide us. To where I should guide you? As-sirat al-mustaqim. As you know, sirat, the origin of sirat is with sin. But because of some grammatical things, it has been changed to sirat. So in your salat, if you recite sirat with sin, or sirat with sad, both are correct. So there is no problem. You can say sirat al-mustaqim or sirat al-mustaqim with sad. With sad or with sin, both of them are correct. There is no problem. However, the meaning of sirat and tariq, way, or sabil, also way, are the same. Sirat, tariq, and sabil means way, path. The servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala asked Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to give him right path. As you know, everything and every human being by his nature goes towards the Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, goes to the way of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There is no doubt about it. Look at the verses of the Holy Quran. Please, if you look at the universe, we will find out there is movement and haraka in everything. Look at everything going to somewhere. Even the system of solar system, they are running, they are going. Everything going towards something. Everybody and everything goes towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in Surah Al-Inshiqaq, chapter 84, verse 6, says, Ya ayyuhal insan, إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهًا. Ya أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala doesn't say, O believers, O Muslimin, O Mu'minin. No. He says, إنسان, human being. You go towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala until to meet him. This means everybody goes to Allah, towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And also, in Surah Al-Taghabun, chapter 64, verse 3, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ. Our journey is towards Him. We go towards Him. Everybody, like it or not, you go towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And also, in Surah Al-Shura, chapter 42, verse 53, We say, Ala ila Allah tasirul umur. Now, surely to Allah do all affairs eventually come. Everything comes to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Thumma, after that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He mentioned, yes, you will go towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the path towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are different. There are two paths. One path and way goes towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The second path goes to shaitan and airwaves. Look at this verse. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ in Surah Yasin, chapter 30, verse 60 and 61. وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِ Worship me, this is right path. In this chapter, Surah Al-Hamd, we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَئِينَ اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ We worship you, guide us to right path. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِي worship me, هَذَا صِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ This is right path. This is right path. And the wrong path is that, أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمْ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ Also in Surah Yasin, chapter 30. أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمْ I told you, O son of Adam, don't worship Shaitan. Why? Because he's your enemy. And this is wrong path. In other verses, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describe these two ways and paths. And what is the difference between these two paths and ways? First, the way towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is very near. And the way to shaitan is very far. And remoteness. Towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is qareebun, is nearness. In Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 186, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ I'm near to you. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَى I will listen, and I will listen, and I will answer Whosoever calls upon me. This is say, Enni qareeb, I'm near. But concerning the other words, say, it's very far. Ulaika yunaduna min makanin ba'id. Surah Al-Sajda, chapter 41, verse 44. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, they are calling from very far away. So this is one difference, the first difference between right and path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and right of shaitan. The second one is that those who are going towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward them by His mercy. But those who will go to the wrong path, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will punish them. And the anger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala goes towards them. Look at this verse, Surah Taha, verse 20, sorry, chapter 20 and verse 81. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَحْلُلْ عَلَيْهِ غَضَبِي فَقَدْ هَوَى Those who comes my anger to them, they fall down as they don't have anything here to do it. As it has been mentioned in Hadith and by ulama and scholars, we have two types of ways and paths in another aspect. One of these is body, right, and in spiritual world, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put it on the hell. Sirat. We have hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. He says in the day of judgment, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put his bridge on the hell, which is narrow than hair, and it's sharper than sword. How we can pass through this bridge? It's very difficult for us to pass across this bridge. But we have some hadith concerning this bridge. Say, أَلَا وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ عَلِيًّا يَمُرُّ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ كَالْبَرْقِ الْخَاطِرِ. Oh, those people who love Imam Ali alayhi salam, they pass across the bridge like light. They will go very fast. So this bridge is body and material bridge and way, but in the spiritual world. The second bridge is that, and second way is that, spiritual way, but in material world. Here, in this world, also we have bridge. We have way, but it's immaterial way. We don't see it. Here, we should put ourselves in the right path by our behavior, by our action, by our activity. So later on that work, we will go to that bridge and we could pass on it. So, in the day of judgment, but that bridge depends on this bridge. The words are different. This word is material word, but hereafter is immaterial one. The bridge also is different. Here is immaterial one, and the day of judgment, the bridge of day of judgment is material one. Now, we should look at our behavior. We should look at our character, our action, our worshiping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we are going to how we are going to form the bridge of the day of judgment for ourselves. This depends on our activity. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Oh my God, guide us towards right path. There are a lot of ways towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Evil and good. What is this right path? صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The way of those people who bestowed it by you, by your blessing, by your mercy, and by your favor. So, who are these people? Shall we talk about it in the message? Alhamdulillah.
Thank you, Mr. Sheikh. It's just about 10 minutes of the better sisters in the meeting.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
As you said, we have been guided, and the guidance is in four parts.
Yes.
We have been guided in one, maybe in the second one.
Yes.
But still, we are saying, we are still asking Allah to guide us. And then when we are praying Namaz Jamaat, when the Imam is saying Surah Al-Hamd, at the end we are saying Alhamdulillah, which means we have already been guided.
Yes.
Whereas the other fiqh, the brother, our brothers, they say Ameen.
Yeah.
Now in here, and we say that saying Ameen is haram.
Yes.
Now, and still, we are asking Allah to guide us.
Yes.
Whether the third part or the fourth part.
Yes.
And still, we are not saying Ameen. We are saying Alhamdulillah. That means we have already been guided all the way.
Yes.
Is it correct?
Yes, please, concerning the saying Ameen in the Salat is bid'ah. This is new in the Salat. Actually, saying of Ameen is good. Ameen means accept. Accept. It's good to say Ameen, but it's not in Salat. Why? Because Salat is some type of activity or action which formed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and we cannot add to it anything or we cannot remove anything from it. Like key. If you add anything to key or you remove, you will not open the door. Like the number of the mobile or telephone. If you add one single number to the number, you cannot go to where you want to go. For instance, the code of Iran is 0098, isn't it? So if you take 96, you will not go to Iran, you will go to Syria. If you want to go, for instance, in one country, 233, you make it 322, you will go to another country. Why? I don't know. Because they decided to be the certain number for going to this country. If you change it, you will not go to another country. Salat and namaz is the same. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knew everything. He wanted us to go to Mi'raj. The code of going to Mi'raj is this type of Salat. If you add to it anything, or you remove from it anything, you will not go to Allah Tabaraka. You will go to another place. Ameen is not part of Salat. So, we said you have towards good or evil. If you add to it, instead to go to Allah, this code takes you towards evil. If you don't add anything and you don't remove from it, you will go to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ameen is good, but outside of Salah. Yes. But concerning the guidance, some of us need more guidance. But some people have been guided, and they ask, guide us, and they mean by that, oh my God, keep us in this way, which you gave us tawfiq, and we supported by your guidance. They need keeping, and protecting, or protection. Yes. Sometimes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put a lot of signs for as a guidance for the people and as a guide. For instance, look at the universe. Everything is sign of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So if you say Ayatollah, all of you are Ayatollah. Don't annoy. It's not only Ayatollah, so and so you are also Ayatollah. Everything is Ayatollah. This is sign of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah created everything as the guide of Himself. If you look at the flower, you look at the sun, you look at moon, look at the universe, you look at yourself. All of these are guides towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and signs for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But all of these silent guides. Silent. And before these signs, Allah gave you the Furqan and the ability, potentiality to distinguish between right and wrong. That one is your faculties. That one is your reason and your intellect. After that, it's supported by the signs and the beauty of the universe. Later on, all of these are silent. Yes, somebody look at this universe and he says, مَا رَأَيْتَ شَيْئًا إِلَّا وَرَأَيْتُ اللَّهِ قَبْلَهُ وَبَعْدَهُ وَمَأَهُ وَفِيهِ. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, whatever I see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with it. But some people like us, we go and we don't take care of it. We don't think who created this one and this situation, by this position and situation. That after that, the third level is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to guide us more, so He sent and nominated some people as a prophet and God, divine book to us to come and explain about the sign.
For most of us in the four stages of guidance, if one has reached the last for the four stage, in this excellent philosophy, it could mean that it keeps them there.
Yes.
Because the guidance has been completed and
yes.
It keeps them on.
Right, right. Yes.
I just want to ask you, you know when you said the 11th Imam's brother
yes.
Said that he is the Imam,
yes.
He was misguided.
Yes.
So, does he get treated the same way as he do if he is misguided? Or is it because he's Imam's brother he gets special preference?
No, he doesn't have any special reference. Actually, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will punish them more.
Oh, okay.
Yes, because we have in the Holy Quran, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, Lashtunna ka ahadan min al-Nisa in al-Tabaytunna. If the women and wives of the Prophet, they do good, they will reward more. But if they do bad, they will punish also more.
On the fourth question, picking up from the people's question that once you reach that level, then you pray for keeping it there. But isn't this guidance and the awareness or the understanding of the reality of things limitless? So you pray on school stages in the sense that you pray for more to come, which is infinite in a way. And then whatever you have achieved, so you protect that one. Would that be the right way of understanding? Or we say, okay, we have achieved whatever we have achieved, we don't want anything more.
Yes.
Protect what we have.
Yes. Please, this one, inshallah, in the next session, we talk about the Sirat. Guidance, we explain about the guidance. But the Sirat, what is this Sirat which we need it? Okay? According to the verses of the Holy Quran and some traditions, the Sirat which we ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to guide us towards that Sirat, some people have said that Sirat is Imam alayhi salam. Or Wilaya of Imam. Or Islam. Or the Holy Quran. Or Iman. And this depends on it. For instance, if we say the Sirat means Wilaya, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says Sirat al-Lazina an'amta alayhim, the way of those people who have been benefited from the ni'mah and mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In other verses, Allah Tabaraka explain about these people. These people exactly are a'immah. Okay, so we want the wilaya of A'imma. But wilaya of A'imma alayhi salam has a lot of stages and levels. Wherever you go up, you will see there is another level which you didn't reach to it. So we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to protect us in which we are. And to give us more tawfiq to go towards and fly towards next stages and next level. And actually, if you go to look at the tafsir of ulama of Sunnah ulama, they say Sirat al-Mustaqim is Islam, and we have been guided. Why we say Ihdina Sirat? Oh my God, guide me towards the Sirat. They said exactly the meaning of Ihdina Sirat is not real meaning, because we have been guided. Means we have Islam, we have Holy Quran, we have faith, so we don't need any more guidance. But the Ihdina means guide us, means protect us, because we have been guided, and we don't need any guidance more because we are on Islam. And this is impossible. For instance, if you have, for example, my book is open, can I open it? Now your book is open. I tell you, open the book. Can you open it? It's impossible, because already is open. And they say it's tahsil al-hasil. You take something which you have it already. It's impossible. Or answer it. Receive. It's impossible. And it's unreasonable to tell me sit, because I'm sitting. But if you tell me sit, means keep quiet, isn't it? The students are speaking a lot. The teacher will come, please sit down. He doesn't want to say, please sit, because they are already sitting. He wants to say, please keep quiet, isn't it? They say, if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ihdina, guide us, Allah doesn't want to say, we don't want to say, oh, guide us, because we have been guided already. But we want to say, oh my God, protect us in this way. This is according to ulama as-sunnah. All of them, they answer the question like that. But if we come to our ulama, they say, no. The guidance has different levels and stages. And whenever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guide us, we have also more level and higher level.
I don't know how to put this across, but sometimes, you know, or even life, one comes across grey areas. Not very sure this is quite right, or what is the best way to find out. Some people go in for istikhara, or is it just recite alhamdulillah, do what comes to mind, or is there any other way one can come to a decision?
Yes. We have hadith, very good question. We have hadith concerning this issue. Al-Imam alayhi salam said, إِنَّمَا الْأُمُورُ ثَلَاثَةً. Surely, the affairs are divided to three groups, or three ways. One of them is certainty. Certainty, correct? Certain. You are sure that is right. You are sure that is right. The second one, you are sure that is wrong. The third one, you have doubt. You don't know, is it right or wrong? Imam alayhi salam says, in the first one, Imdhi, you pass and do it. Isra, fast from it. In the second one, and second affairs, don't do it. But in the third one, which you have doubt, Imam alayhi salam says, stop. من وقف عند الشبهات نجا من الحلقات. Whoever stops in the doubt, he will protect. He will be protected from faults, from error. So if we don't know what we should do, the best thing, we should stop and we should not do it. For instance, I will see here something. I don't know, is it halal or haram? I should stop. This is what we have been recommended. But in some things, I want to do something. I don't know what is it good or not for me. It's not concerning Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the first of all, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave me reason, intellect. I should think about it. Second, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created me in the society. I should benefit from other intellect, other reason, other mind. And I should consult them, to ask them. Should I do so or not? If I couldn't reach to the level which I wanted and to my target and my aim, so I can do istikhara. But istikhara means asking khair and goodness from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Even we have hadith that if you want to do something and you don't know, how is it? You recite two rak'ah of salat. Two rak'ah of salat. And after that, do it. If it's good, you can do it and you will continue. If it's not good for you, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bring some barriers. And you cannot do it. Do two rak'ah in the intention of Salatul Istikhara.
Amen. In reading dialogue, it is just as if we have to think that Islam is asking Allah to guide me. So is there something we can do to gain more guidance?
Of course. A man came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and he said, Yabna Rasulullah, O son of the Prophet, I cannot wake up in the night to recite or to offer and say my nafilah. Why? Imam alayhi salam told him, this depends on your action in the day. During the day, you look at what you do. Yes, if we want more guidance, we should do something more. Let me only a minute. I tell you a story of my friend. He told me I went to Mecca and Medina. First of all, I went to Mecca, and after that we came back to Medina. And every morning and afternoon, I was going to Baqi for ziyara of four imams. One day, our caravan and director of the caravan told us in the evening time everybody should be here. Nobody can go to Haram because the cars and buses will come and we want to go to Jeddah to go back. At that time was during this Saddam's time. Nobody could go to actually Iranian. They couldn't go to Iraq. It was very difficult. No, it's not difficult. It was killing us. Nobody could go to Iraq. So I decided first of all to go to Iraq. But I said, no, impossible. Impossible. I said, I cannot go. They will kill me or imprison me and punish me. So I said, I will not go. And I asked some of my friends, I said, oh no, you are a madman. Where do you want to go? He will kill you. The director of the caravan told us, please, nobody can go out from the hotel and everybody should stay at the hotel because the buses are coming and we'll go together to Jeddah. Said, okay. Suddenly, I thought, please, let's go to do final ziyarah and I will come back. I didn't tell anybody. I came to Baqi. It was the last day she wanted to go out. But I wasn't feeling ready. Previous day, when I came to Baqi, I was crying and I was doing by my heart. I was doing ziyarah by my heart. But today, I don't know why. Whenever I wanted to recite ziyarah, I couldn't. Whenever I tried to cry, I couldn't. Whenever I wanted to do ziyarah by sincere ziyarah, I couldn't. I didn't know why. What happened to me? I wanted to come back after 5 minutes. I saw a man. He came to me and he told me, please. And he called me by my name. I didn't know how he knew my name. And he asked me, please come and sit here. We sat on the wall. And he started to ask me a lot of questions. Oh, where are you? What are you doing? How is the man? He was sick. Now, how is his health? Is it good or not? I didn't know how this man knew everybody or knows everybody. And I wanted to go. I was in hurry. And he was asking me. Finally, I told him, oh, my brother, I want to go. Because all the people are waiting me, and I will go. They will shout at me. Let me go. I said, no, today you will not go. I said, no, the director of caravan, he told me today, and we brought all our baggage and out of the hotel. I said, no, today you will not go. How do you know? I said, because the buses are not ready. And all of them are mechanic. And today they cannot come and you will not go. I surprised. How he knows? And I couldn't accept it. After that he told me, do you know this is last day you are here? Why you are not, you don't have good spirituality? I said, no, exactly, I don't know. I'm wondering why I don't have good spirituality today. He said, because of the chicken which you ate today. Because of that one. Yes, according to the Sharia and to the Islamic law, it's halal. But that chicken wasn't halal chicken. Because of the chicken which you ate today, now you are not feeling well. And you cannot recite ziyarah by your hands. I said, okay. After that, he told me, please go to Karbala. Why you don't want to go to ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Imam Ali? I cannot go. It's impossible. I said, no, go. There is no problem for you. I said, how I can go? He told me, please go. When you reach to the border, they will ask you, where is your visa? You speak with the Persian language, said, Agha Gufte. Agha Gufte means, Agha said. Mawla said, I should come. And go. I suppose, how can I go? They will beat me. Without visa, can I go? Told me, yes. What I'm telling you to say, you should say and pass. Said, okay. But let me please go, because they are waiting me and they will shout at me. So, okay, if you want to go, go. But you should take care of what you eat. I rushed towards my hotel. When I came, I saw everybody is outside of the hotel and they are waiting the bus. I said, Alhamdulillah. We're supposed to go at 5 o'clock, but now it's 5:30. I'm late, but nobody say anything to me. I came and I went among the people because I didn't want anybody on late. I said, please, what happened? He said, you are waiting the buses. Buses are not ready. I said, why? After 2 or 3 hours, some drivers have come and they told us, please, we cannot go today. Because our buses are not ready and tomorrow we'll go. I realized, oh, the man was an ordinary man. Because he told us that today will not come. And how knew he knew that today I ate chicken? And I'm surprised how he knew everybody. And he asked of so and so and so and so and certain man, how knew they are sick? I said, okay, I will go to Karbala. Because I got some signs to arrive. I went, I told my brothers and sisters, my friends, I will not come with you to Iraq. I want to go to Iraq. I said, no, where do you want to go? I said, no, I will go. I left them And I came to the border. When the policeman came to me and asked me, where's your visa? I started to speak with him by Persian language. He slapped me, go away. And he pushed me towards Iraq. I said, this madman, he doesn't understand what I'm saying and what I'm telling to him. The second policeman came to me and asked me the same question, and I replied in the same way, in the same way. After he pushed me, go away, madman. In the end, I entered the Iraq land. And I came and I visited Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and other imams. And I came back to Iran safely. So I wanted to say only because of chicken.
Thank you,
Alhamdulillah. Allah.